Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new, welcome. We're ReRoot for Earth, a group dedicated to helping the environment by learning about the issues it faces and finding solutions we can use in our everyday lives to better our impact. First off, I'd like to apologize for the delay of episodes. It's gotten kind of busy on our end, but we're back with an awesome one today, and I really hope you enjoy it, so let's get started. No matter how small the change is, it affects something greater. It's like a house where each beam has a job. If one falls, it all will, fast or slow. But if you try and repair the broken beam, it will last longer, and you can keep doing small repairs to make it greater and greater. Today, we are going to talk about one small repair we can make that will have a greater outcome. School is coming up, believe it or not, the time has come to set our alarm clocks and get ready for the day before noon so we can get off to classes and start learning. But luckily, we get a break at lunch where we can sit, talk, and eat our food. Everyone gets their food differently. Some get it in the hot lunch line at school, others open their lunchbox from home. But have you ever stopped before you start eating and noticed how these items are packaged? Is your sandwich in a plastic bag, or is your snack singly packaged in those small little bags? Are you using plastic utensils? Now, let's jump time till lunch is over. Where does all this go? Do you just dump it in the trash? Maybe you have something to recycle, or better yet, compost. I understand that single packaged items are easy. You can grab it and go. I've done it too. I always bring my lunch from home. I have my main meal, a side snack, usually goldfish, and a single packaged applesauce as my fruit that I would throw in the trash once I'm done with it. But what I didn't realize then that I do now is that there are 180 days in my school year. I added 180 small containers of applesauce to the landfill because it was convenient. Now I've made a change. I use a reusable container for my sandwich and goldfish. The goldfish comes from a container like a big milk carton, so we can recycle that too. Then instead of applesauce, I bring those small oranges that I think everyone uses a different name for, depending the brand. You buy cuties, halos, mandarins, whatever. The orange is different from the applesauce because this year I'll start bringing the peel back home so I can compost it, which is another thing I'm going to do that I had to put effort into because I've tried doing it before and I kind of just let it sit there instead of stirring it because I was lazy. So you guys know I'm not trying to make these changes sound really easy and that you should be able to pick it up with a snap of your fingers, because that's not true. It takes time. Though, I will let you know that small lunch change didn't take any more time out of my day than when I brought applesauce. What I just shared with you is one way you can make a change to help, which I would describe as buying in bulk, and then you can store this food you bought in reusable containers that are easy to find. Another way is to, instead of buying from grocery stores that tend to use plastic packaging, you can go to the farmer's market that, in my experience, has more environmentally friendly packaging, or even look at your climate and see what fruits and vegetables you can grow yourself, either inside or if you have a backyard. Recently, my family has started growing tiny tomatoes and peppers. If you're more focused on the snacks, try and make them homemade with no packaging, and they'll probably taste even better. Then, if you want to take that further step of composting the food, you can. But if you don't think you're ready for that, then don't. Take one step at a time. There are tons of options. All you have to do is find the one that will work for you and get started. Oh, and before I forget, I mentioned utensils earlier. That was one of the easiest changes I was able to make. All I did was bring my own silverware from home to school, then bring it back to wash it. A big bonus with that was now my parents didn't have to spend money on plastic spoons or forks that would only be used once, then thrown away. Now, before we end today's episodes, let's do a quick review of the key points. First, and what's probably most important, is to acknowledge that your trash has an impact and to explore ways to change for the better. We went over some of these different ways today by avoiding items that are packaged individually, and one way to do this is to buy in bulk or from farmers markets. Then, instead of using plastics to store the items, use reusable containers. Also, take into consideration how you're disposing of the food. Are you throwing it in the trash, or could it be composted? Finally, all I want you to do is try one of these ways, and try your best. Alright, we have reached the end, and I have had a lot of fun with today's episode and sharing my experiences with you. I'd love it if you share some of yours with us, which you can do by clicking the link in our bio and leaving us a voice message. I want to wish everyone a good and safe school year, and I hope you make some of these improvements. I'll talk to you soon. Bye!